Can you hear me now? All right. John chapter 11. Aren't you glad the blood is still there?
Amen.
That's good. I was just thinking about that song earlier today. I heard a blind man play the piano and sing that song. That's pretty cool. he played it. It was amazing. It was up in Ohio. Anyway, you were there, and he played a blind. I can't remember the guy's name. I wish I could, but anyway, I was thinking about that, him playing that and that song, and then you sang it tonight. So that's good. I like it when God does that kind of thing. John chapter 11, verse 33, the Bible says, I could read the whole chapter practically, but there's 40-something verses, at least in this story, and I don't want to read all of that just for sake of time. But in verse 33 here in John chapter 11, the Bible says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. And then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? And Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him, and let him go. And then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. And if you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, I'd like you to mark a phrase in verse 40. And Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, here's the phrase, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. If thou wouldest believe. And I'd like to preach a little tonight on this subject, just believe. Just believe. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. Lord, thank you that the blood is still there. And Lord, thank you that you're still God. And oh Lord, I pray that you'll help us tonight. I pray that you'll help me only to say that which you'd have me to say. And Lord, I pray that you'll help me to leave off all the things that you don't want me to say. And God, I pray that you'll speak to our hearts and draw us closer to thee. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to be better off for it, as Brother Mickey prayed. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to be better Christians. And I pray that you'll help us to be more confident. And God, I pray that you'll just move among us, Lord. I pray that you'll meet with us tonight in a special way and seal this message to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Some of us are going through some stuff right now as we speak. Some of us are going through stuff in our homes, in our finances, in our families, physically. We're going through all kinds of things. And if God doesn't show up and do a miracle, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, we need God to show up and do a miracle. All of us in this room tonight are going through something as a church. And we need a new pastor. And we need some direction. And if God doesn't show up and do a miracle, then we don't know what's going to happen. Right? I mean, we're all there. We're all there. If God doesn't show up and do a miracle, then we don't know what's going to happen. But Jesus said to Martha, if you just believe, you'll see the glory of God. If you'll just believe, you'll see the glory of God. Let me give you some things by way of introduction real quickly. The Jews were distressed. Mary and Martha were distressed. And by the way, you know the story, how Lazarus had died and Jesus and the disciples were not there in Bethany, and they sent for him and he didn't come, and he sent for him and he didn't come, and then he finally came, and as Martha said, it's been 4 days, and he finally showed up and rolled the stone away and called out Lazarus and raised him from the dead. We all know the story. We all know it. And there were many of them distressed. Jesus was distressed. You see his concern in verse 33 and 34. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" He was concerned about him. Concerned about Lazarus. He was concerned about Mary. He was concerned about Martha. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on his concern or his compassion or how much he cares for us, because that's been preached several times in the last few weeks. I mean, you can't preach it too much. You know, you can't think about how much Jesus cares too much. But I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. That's not the intent of the message. But you see his concern, and then you see his compassion there in verse 35. Jesus wept. He wept to express deep sorrow, to pour forth tears. He wept. He wept. It affected him a great deal. Have you ever wept? You ever just cried like somebody turned on a faucet and your tears just flowed? That's how Jesus was. That's how much he loved Lazarus. That's how much he loved Mary and Martha. And so we see his concern and his compassion. You want to know, does Jesus care? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares, right? The song says it best. But let me read you some verses. Psalm 18, verse 6. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Psalm 118, verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. In Psalm 120, verse 1. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. And then 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And he goes on caring, and he goes on caring, and he goes on caring. I know that you're in the middle of something where you need God to show up. We're there. We're right there in the middle of it with everybody. And we've got many decisions that we've got to make as a family. And I know that there are some of you going through even greater things than what we're going through, or greater things than whatever, I mean, I could even imagine that you're going through. But I want to tell you that God cares. Jesus cares. And he said, if you would just believe, you'll see the glory of God. If you would just believe, you'll see the glory of God. I struggled with this not too long ago, and I told a few of you that I get a verse of the day, and the verse of the day when I said, God, I'm anxious about what's happening, and I just don't know what's going to happen. And the verse of the day was John 11:40, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Okay, thank you, Lord, I'll believe. I got it. Here's the verse of the day from some company that I've never heard of that sent me this verse of the day. Boom, this is exactly what I needed right there that morning. And so I want to say to you tonight, if you just believe, you'll see the glory of God. If you'll just believe. If you'll just believe. And that's what the Bible says right there. Jesus said, even in our distress, by the way, Romans 8:35, distress can't even separate us from the love of God. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Even though we're going through some troublesome times and distressing times, if we just believe, we'll see the glory of God. Let me give you three things quickly. I'm not making a phone call. I'm checking my clock. I don't have a watch. I'm checking my clock. All right. Don't worry. Three things that will help us believe. Number one, his deity. His deity. We need to see his deity. Jesus said in verse 40, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And when I read that, almost every time I've read that until now, studying for this message, I just took it to mean that Jesus said, if you just believe that I can do anything, then you'll see the glory of God. Or I took it to mean, if you just believe that I could raise your brother from the dead, then you'll see the glory of God. And I think many times that's what we think. If we'll just believe that God can do anything, then he'll show up. If we just believe that, he'll do it. You know, we just have to have faith. We'll have to have faith, and that's true. We do have to have faith. And nothing is impossible with God. But that's not what the verse says. Right here, let's look back. I see some of you looking at me like I'm crazy. Let's look back a little bit. Now back up, he says, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. So He says, I told you this before, Martha, said I not unto thee? So when he says that, let's look back a few verses and see if he told her that right there in the chapter. Look back here at verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Verse 27, she saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly. She said, I believe, not that you can do anything, not that you can raise Lazarus from the dead. She said she believed that he could because of the resurrection they were going to raise. But her statement is, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. That's what she said. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She believed that he was who he said he was. He was deity. Jesus is God. He's not just some good teacher, not just some rabbi, not just some really nice man who could do magic tricks. No, he's God. And she said, I believe that thou art the Christ. Thou art the Christ. Jesus didn't say that he wanted her to believe that Lazarus would be raised from the dead. It had nothing to do with Lazarus. He said, if you believe in me, if you believe in me. And so he says to her in verse 40, said I not unto thee? If you would just believe, you'll see the glory of God. We got to see his deity. We've got to see it. Martha believed that he was who he said he was. It sounds a lot like Peter's confession in Matthew 16, doesn't it? Jesus said, Who do people say that I am? And they said, oh, some say you're Isaiah, some say you're Jeremiah, some say you're Elijah, some say you're John the Baptist. And he said, but who do you say that I am? And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's a lot like what Martha just said, isn't it? Peter's confession. The disciples had to get to that point. Peter was ready. He confessed, you're the Christ. Martha said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You're not just that prophet. You're not just like Jeremiah. You're not just like John the Baptist. You're not just some man. You're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the disciples, again, they had to learn it. Matthew chapter 8, you read the story of the first time that Jesus calmed the wind and the waves and calmed the seas. And the disciples, they said in verse 27, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is this that even the winds and the seas obey him? But then in Matthew 14, 33, the second time Jesus calmed the storm and calmed the seas, they said, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. They had to get from one point to the next. You see that? The first time he was just a man. What kind of man is this that can make the sea stop thrashing and the wind stop blowing? And then the second time they said, this is the Son of God. He's God. He's God. And we've got to get to that point. If we would just believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then we'll see the glory of God. We've got to believe in his deity. Are you with me? We've got to believe in his deity. I know that the last time I preached a lot about how Jesus is God. I preached a lot about that. And you might say, well, I don't know what you preached last time you preached. And that's fine. I did. I'll show you the notes if you don't believe me. I did preach a lot about how Jesus is the Son of God. And I'm going to tell you, he was 6 weeks ago, and he is today. He is still God. He's still on the throne. So what can be wrong? Isn't that the way the song goes? Right? It is well with my soul, so let the stormy winds blow. I'm reminded today, hallelujah, I'm saved. Salvation, sweet song, while ages roll on. He's still on the throne, right? He's still on the throne. He's still God today. And if we would just believe, we'll see the glory of God. We've got to believe. We've got to believe. Number one. By the way, it's more important to believe that he is and that he is who he says he is than to believe that he can do anything. Because all the miracles in the world don't matter if he's a liar. You know? And if we believe that he is who he says he is, then the work's going to come. And all the miracles are going to come. He doesn't want us to want his miracles. He wants us to want him. I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but number one, we see his deity. We see his deity. By the way, there's another song, another gospel song that came out several years ago, and the chorus says something like this: He was so much man that he slept in a boat. He was so much God that the winds ceased when he spoke. He was so much man that he wept when Lazarus died. But he was so much God, Lazarus came forth when he cried. He was so much man that he thirsted at the well. But he was so much God, he saved her soul from hell. He was so much man that he died upon a tree. But he was so much God that he rose in victory. He was so much God. Amen? He was so much God. He's God. He's not just some man. He's God. And if we believe that, we'll see the glory of God. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Number one is deity. Number two is desire. His desire. Look again in John chapter 11. Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And then look back at verse 15. Now, verse 14. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. What's his desire? His desire is that we believe. He wants us to believe. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to rely on him. Did you know that the word believe is used about 99 times in this book of the Bible, in just the book of John? About 99 times, believe. He said, if thou wouldest believe. He just wants us to believe. He said, I'm glad I wasn't there. I know Lazarus died, but I'm glad I wasn't there because I want you to believe. And he said, God, I know that you hear me all the time, but because these people standing by listening, I want them to believe that I was sent from God. By the way, that's another proof of his deity right there in verse 42. But he says, I want you to believe. His desire is that we believe. He wants us to believe in him. He wants us to rely on him for salvation, for sanctification, for our supply. He wants us to believe. The Bible says in John 1:7, that the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. John 1:7. By the way, that kind of blows out of the water all the Calvinist talk, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Just kind of knocks that right out of there. Unless all doesn't mean all, but I think all means all, doesn't it? All men, right? The Bible says that all men through him might believe. And then when Jesus healed the man's son who had the dumb spirit, the disciples couldn't cast him out. And he came to Jesus, and Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief. And Jesus healed him. Jesus healed his son. And he said, If you can believe, then all things are possible. Jesus answered and said unto them in John 6:29, He answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. We've got to believe. We've got to believe. And it would be real easy for us to look at the situation down here and say, well, there's cracks in the building here, and there's cracks in the building across the street, and there's cracks in my house, and we don't have a pastor, and we don't know what we're going to do because of the buildings falling down all around us. And it would be real easy to pull our hair out, you know. It'd be real easy to get nervous and to get worried and wonder, what are we going to do? The whole place is falling down around us. We went on a walk last night, and we walked down by the golf course down there. And on the way back, there was a hole in the ground. And Beth said, yep, sinkhole. You know? And it probably was. So we let Gracie walk through it just to test it, you know? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? If you just believe, you'll see the glory of God. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. I can't see around the corner. I'm getting ahead of myself. I can't see around the corner, but God can. God's already been there. Now I'm really getting ahead of myself. That's point number three. Wait a minute. Let me backtrack a little bit. You just got to believe. Just believe. Trust the Lord. Rely on the Lord. That's what he wants. He wants us to. And by the way, I'm going to show you the biggest word in the Bible. Well, the biggest two-letter word in the Bible. It's right there in verse 40. If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. You're not going to see the glory of God unless you believe. That's a big if, isn't it? You're not going to see. That's a big word in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If. John 12:24, just over a page. John 12:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. If. That's the biggest word in the Bible, the biggest two-letter word in the Bible. If. And if we would just believe, then we'd see the glory of God. If we would just believe him, just trust him. Why does he want us to believe so badly? Here in this book, 99 times, he says, believe, 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 believe. If you'll believe, if thou canst believe. We read a few of them. Why? So we could see the glory of God. And that brings me to point number three. Not only do we need to see his deity, not only do we need to see his desire, but we need to see his deeds. His deeds. He said, if you would just believe, you'll see the glory of God. You'll see the majesty of God. You'll see the magnificence of God. You'll see the glorious condition of God. And God said, I just want to show off a little bit. I'm just going to show myself strong on your behalf. I'm going to manifest myself. I want you to see me. I want you to see what I can do. That's what he wants. That's why he wants us to believe, because he wants to show off a little bit. He wants to show us how big a God we serve. He wants to show us just how much he can do for us. And he said, you'll see the glory of God. God's going to show up. The Bible says that he is Jehovah Shammah. That means God's there. That means he's there. He's here, but he's also there. He's also there. He'll be there in 6 weeks or so when we get the report from the insurance company. He'll be there in however many weeks before we're able to call a new pastor. He'll be there when we go through things with your dad, you know, and your family. He'll be there through all of that. He'll be there through all that you're going through with your house. And he'll every situation that every one of us are going through, he'll be there, he'll be there, he'll be there, because he's Jehovah Shammah. And he wants to show off a little bit. And if we would just believe, we'll see it. We'll see it. If we just believe. Faith helps us to see with perfect vision. If Martha didn't have faith, didn't believe, then she wouldn't be able to see the glory of God. You wouldn't have that perfect vision and be able to see that. Let me read Psalm 27, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God wants to show us his goodness. He wants to show us great and mighty things. And we don't even know it yet. We don't even know. We can't even think as great as what God can do for us. God wants to do that for us. And back in John 11, Jesus stood there at the tomb, and he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And when Jesus says come, and you come, you're never the same. Never the same. August 30th, 1992, I came. Never been the same. Sometimes I try to go back. Try to go back to what I was. Just like we all do. But I've never been the same. And Lazarus wasn't the same either. Number one, he wasn't dead anymore. He was dead when he was in the tomb, and he was alive when he came out. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to come out. He had to be different. But I guarantee you that he was even different than he was when he was alive. I mean, God raises you from the dead, you're going to be a little bit different. You're not just going to be not dead, but you're going to live a whole lot differently than you lived before, you know? And when God does stuff for us, and God shows us his glory, we're never the same. We're never the same. And we talk about it all the time, don't we? About, oh, look what God did, and God did this, and God did that. At least we ought to. You know, God ought to be doing things for us. And we talk about it. Look what he did. We're never the same. It ought to cause us to live a little bit differently. But the fact of the matter remains that Lazarus was dead. And he had been dead. And Jesus couldn't have taught the things that he taught. Couldn't have taught the disciples to believe. He couldn't have taught the people that stood by to believe had he not allowed Lazarus to die. Couldn't have taught them the same things. Lazarus had to die. Had to die. We just read a few minutes ago, John 12:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. We've got to die. We've got to die. We've got to die to self. Sometimes dreams die. Sometimes our dreams die. Joseph's dreams died. Now, they were resuscitated a little bit later. But when he was 17 years old, he had the dream that his brothers were gonna bow to him. And then he had a dream that his mom and dad and his brothers were going to bow to him. And he told everybody about it. Y'all remember the story. And his dad said, what are you doing? Don't come and tell me that I'm going to bow down to my son. And then he was sold into slavery. And years, decades later, when he's second only to Pharaoh, his brothers come and they bow to him, and his mom and dad bow to him, right? His dad bows to him. The dream was fulfilled. But it didn't work out exactly the way Joseph wanted it to work out. And this is hard. This is hard. And sometimes stuff dies. And I don't want it to die. Sometimes it has to die. Because what's on the other side is greater than what we've got right now. And when Jesus says, come forth, and we do, it's way better than what we left back there. Sometimes it has to die. That's hard. I know I just said that, but it's really hard. But if we would just believe, we'll see the glory of God. If we would just believe that what's on the other side is greater than anything we could even think of, because God brought us through it. God brought us through it. And he's there. And he knows how good it is. And he's probably wondering why we're so attached to what we've got on this side. I'm not talking about heaven. I mean, that's good, and I can't wait to go there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we die to self, or when our dreams die, or when other things that we don't want to die, die, and we get through it, so much better. And God shows off a little bit, and we can see his majesty and his magnificence in whatever the end result is. You may think I'm a little bit nutty. Stop it. But I'm kind of excited. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. But I'm excited because I know it's going to be better. Now, that didn't come out exactly right, because I don't want you guys to go get on the phone and say, Preacher, Brother Chris, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. I know that when God gives us whatever he's going to give us, that it's going to be greater than we can imagine. And I can't wait to see what it is. And sometimes he's got to shake us up a little bit. And sometimes we've got to die. So, in conclusion, I want you to see where Martha was standing when all this happened. John chapter 11, verse 39. They're standing there right outside the tomb. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he's been dead 4 days." He stinks! He's been dead for 4 days. And you know what? She was right. He probably did stink. He'd been dead for 4 days. She was using logic. I mean, you know, that's a logical argument. But it didn't matter. Because if she would just believe, she'd see the glory of God. And she argued with Jesus about it. He wanted to show off a little bit and call her brother forth out of the grave. But she wanted to argue and said, No. He stinks. He stinks. Sight says, leave him, let him be. But faith says, loose him and let him go. And too many times, we're standing outside the tomb with the stone rolled over. Leave him there. But if we would just believe, we'll see the glory of God. If we would just believe. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. And thank you that you're still on the throne. And thank you, Lord, that I can trust you and I can rely on you. And thank you, Lord, that you want to show us great and mighty things. That you want to show us your glory. And Lord, I believe. But help thou mine unbelief. Lord, I pray that you'll speak to hearts tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll help us not to stand outside the tomb, but Lord, help us to allow you to roll the stone away and show us your glory. With every head bowed, every eye closed, will you stand with me? All around. My invitation tonight is very simple.